Today on Truth Matters with medical doctor Cheryl Davis, she discusses the last days church and poses the question, why is the church lacking spiritual vitality at a time in history where her impact is desperately needed?
Why in these last days are we lacking power? Why are we losing our effectiveness as a church?
Now, Dr. Davis continues her series on the Last Days Church, examining why the church is losing power and effectiveness in this modern age. Here's Dr. Davis on part two of the Last Days Church.
Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From such turn away." What kind of power do I mean? The Greek word dunamis is used 120 times in the New Testament. It means strength, power, or ability. From dunamis, we get our English words dynamite or dynamic. Dunamis refers to inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature or by which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. Dunamis refers to inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature or by which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. We find this power many times in the New Testament. In Matthew 22:29, Jesus tells the Sadducees, "You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." Matthew 24:30, "Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the people of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Dunamis is part of the inherent nature of God. It is miraculous power that produces marvelous works. Luke 1:35, "The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee." This gave us the virgin birth of the Messiah. Luke 4:36, "And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out." God's dunamis power gives us dominion over Satan. Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." I call this the Peter paradox. By this power, Peter was changed from the moment he denied Jesus to within 50 days he preached and 3,000 were converted in one instance. 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. Apart from him, we can do nothing." 2 Corinthians 12:9, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." God's glory and power works best in our weakness. Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." God's power is beyond our comprehension. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." 2 Peter 1:3, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Without his divine power, we will never glorify God."
Thank you for listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, where truth always matters. If you would like to invite Dr. Davis to speak at your church, conference, or university, you can invite her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or at P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Please join Dr. Davis and the Truth Project team in praying for a revived and empowered church during these last days. A church where Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail against her. Your effective prayers can make a difference. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a production of The Truth Project.